got both Jessica and Ashley Simpson together.
Jessica Simpson. I belong to me.
Simpson and Nick Lachey.
All you newlywed couples out there, can you imagine allowing a camera crew to follow you around day and night?
Is this chicken what I have or is this fish?
Hey, what's up? I'm Ashley Simpson.
Please welcome Ashley Simpson. You make my woman lie, lie, in the
kitchen on the floor. With lovely
19-year-old Jessica Simpson. So up, Ashley Simpson right here on the VIP.
With Ashley Simpson, I'm so excited.
She said, I want to be a role model to girls.
Baby, just ask me.
Now it's time to take a peek into the lives of the Simpson sisters, Jessica and Ashley.
Hey everybody, welcome back to a very special episode of the Ashley and JessiCast. This is going to be a bonus episode because we had to report on all of the exciting things going on with our girls. Jessica with her new fall collection launch party that she had, and Ashley with her performance and everything in between. I have two people on that were there for it all and can give firsthand accounts. This is like a breaking news episode. I have correspondents out there. So you know them, you love them. They've been on the show before. Everybody, please welcome back Jackie and Derek.
Hi.
Okay, so if this is anyone's first episode or anything, first of all, you need to go back and listen to other things because there's just so much going on in the Simpson world right now. But Derek, do you want to just introduce yourself and just tell a little bit about yourself and your love for Jess?
Sure. My name is Derek on Instagram. My name is Derek Lovato. I'm sure you've seen me around if you follow any sort of Jessica news on Instagram or TikTok. I've loved Jessica since fourth grade, and it's just grown and grown into what I like to think of as a healthy obsession. I feel like 90% of gay men have a diva who consumes their brain most of the day and who they are dedicated and loyal to. For many, this generation, that can be like Beyonce or Lady Gaga, but I'm such a loyal person that I have not strayed away from Jessica being my number one favorite for all of these years. And just her team and her have been so kind to me for the better part of like a decade at least. I feel like the first time they reached out and sent me something was more than 10 years ago. So I just feel the love back from them, and that has only strengthened my love for her and her family. And I'm so excited for whatever she's coming out with. I'm going to be out there promoting it as much as I can on social media and making everybody watch her Amazon show and, you know, showing our girl as much support as I can. And yeah, that's a little bit about me and my love for Jessica.
Yes. And I probably should have said, well, thank you for that. I really should have said, these are not just your average fans. Okay. Like these are people that Jessica and Ashley have both spent a lot of time with, and they always seem so happy to see you guys. And it's just so lovely. Like, it makes me so happy that they are always so kind to their fans. I mean, for me, I've only met them both each once, you know, briefly both times, and I felt that they were really nice. But just to see like the continuing love that they give you guys back is just so, like, it's just so encouraging, you know?
Yeah, it really is.
So, Jackie, can you please do the same and just let everybody know a little bit about you?
Sure. So, my name is Jackie. My name on Instagram is jmendoza1193. And I consider myself one of the biggest Ashley Simpson fans.
You're the biggest.
I love everything about her. I love that she's like, I would say very similar to my personality, but even like accentuated. Like she's just so like outgoing and fun and like carefree, and she's just like a big inspiration to, I don't know, be like more open and outgoing, I guess. I'm a big fan of her music. I first started following her when she was on Seventh Heaven. And I've just kind of been around since then. I've been lucky enough, you know, to grow up close to LA, and I got to go to a lot of events and had a lot of opportunities to spend time with her over the years. So I feel very, definitely very fortunate. And just from going to so many events, she started to get to know me and then started introducing me to her family each time. So now I feel like we have a pretty good relationship.
I love that you say that she has kind of helped shape your personality in such a good way, because I feel the same about Jessica. Like growing up in so much hate and spitefulness, like in my family, like I really didn't have a positive role model to kind of show me to be, you know, a nice person, a person that doesn't think the world is out to get you. And thankfully I had Jessica to kind of lead me down the right path. Like I'm the total opposite of a lot of my family, and I really have her to thank for that, to have a positive person to kind of, you know, emulate like that.
Wow, that's so meaningful. Have you ever told her that or like written that to her in a letter?
Well, when we get into it, I was able to get into a deep conversation with Tina.
Aww.
And that was, you know, something that she kind of asked me about, and I got to tell her about.
Okay, so let's start from the beginning. So about, what was it, a week before the event, Jessica announces that she is going to be doing her first public appearance since COVID happened. She used to do a lot of in-store appearances, and then she did appearances for her book, which we all went to, different ones. And then obviously COVID happened, and she has, I feel like she's barely been out of the house since.
Yeah.
And so that was really exciting, and I really wanted to go. If you guys don't know me, it's not uncommon for me to travel to see my faves. So when I saw it, I was like, I have to go. And then I realized I already had tickets to the Global Citizen Festival that I went to with my cousin, and I was like, ah, I know she's going to do more events. So I'm glad you guys got to go and that I can get the full story from you guys today. But Derek, you basically right away booked a trip and asked Jackie if you could stay with her, right?
Yeah, so Jackie actually came to Chicago earlier this year, which is where I live, and I saw that she was coming, and I was like, oh hey, if you didn't book a hotel or anything, I have a guest room. And she was like, oh, I'm not even here for a day, but same, like if you come to LA, I have a guest room. So I was like, okay, let me message Jackie. And I'm like, hey, do you still got that guest room? She was like, of course. And I was like, I want to go to this Jessica event. And she was like, yeah, you can totally stay with me. So, I mean, that was awesome. Her apartment was like in the perfect neighborhood. And I rarely like am comfortable enough to sleep in places that aren't my own, but I slept really well at her apartment. And it was like, I don't know, just we like instantly, I felt like a calmness around her and felt like at ease, which is, you know, very uncommon. But I feel like a lot of Simpson fans are open and caring. And yeah, so I just immediately bought my airline ticket, and my plan was just to go as a guest. But then her team reached out to me and offered to pay me back for my airline ticket and have me go to work and cover the event for their Instagram. So I was just a little nervous, but excited to get there and make a good impression, which hopefully I did.
You definitely did, because you did such a great job. And I mean, how unbelievable. Like, what went through your mind when they asked you to do that?
I was kind of nervous, but kind of talking to the close friends that I told, and, you know, you guys on Instagram and text, everybody was like so supportive and saying like, there's nobody better for the job than you. Like, you got this. Like, you're not afraid to go up and talk to people. And obviously they like how you capture their products every time you post it on my Instagram. So just kind of do your thing. And when I asked Peggy, who's the one that reached out to me for me to do the job, and kind of asked what she wanted, she was just saying, be yourself. Like, there's no real like shot list that we need, just be you. And I got tons of messages like saying that just me being myself was like inspiring to other people, which was so sweet but like weird to read. But I get that a lot, like even from my boyfriend. He says that I help him like be his true self by just not being scared to be authentic and live my life how I want to live it and dress how I want to dress. And you know, if people don't accept that, then that's on them. I don't really care. But just to like have that reaffirming from not just like the people who knew I was going and believed that I could do a good job, but her team that was there throughout the day, like kept telling me that I was doing such a good job, and they were so appreciative of me being there. So that just really felt good to be reminded that being your authentic self, you know, really does pay off.
Yeah. And you didn't, it's not like you reached out to them and said, oh, if you need anybody to cover the event, I'm happy to do it or anything like that. Like, they just saw your posts and your constant support for Jessica and that birthday book that you made and everything, and just responded to that. And I love that. It's just so encouraging for all of us fans that have a lot of people being like, why are you so obsessed with them? Like, what are you, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes people think I'm weird, and I'm just like, okay, you won't be laughing when I'm at the concert backstage, okay?
Yeah.
And so, Jackie, even though you are the biggest Ashley fan, you also were planning to go to the Jessica event anyway, right?
Definitely. I mean, I try to support all the Simpson endeavors, so definitely whenever Jessica has a type of event, or you know, like when she released her book, like I always try to go and support, and I like seeing her. I like that all of, you know, her and Ashley's friends work on the team, and I like seeing Tina. She's so much fun to be around, so.
Yes, you have the best Tina stories, I think, ever. But speaking of that, so Derek, you got into town and you guys went to the Hideaway, which, if anyone doesn't know, that is Evan Ross, Ashley's husband. That's his new restaurant. And I got to go with Jackie a few weeks ago when I was visiting LA. But I think what happened with you guys is a little bit more interesting to our listeners. So why don't you tell them what happened?
Sure, I'll let Jackie take over. I'll just kind of give like a few tidbits, because I think she has a better story here. But so since Jackie let me stay with her, I'm like, I'll take you out to dinner. Let's go have a nice big fancy dinner at the Hideaway and have a few drinks. Although I was, you know, working for the collection the next day, so I was like, I'm gonna limit myself to two drinks. But anyways, we go, and my eyes are like the most open they've ever been in my life. Like, all of my peripherals were like, I was like absorbing the whole room, like just scouting for like one of them. I was like, I feel it in my gut that one of them is here. And my eyes were just like open. And we were walking to our table, and to like my peripheral left, like out of the corner of my eye, I just see like what I know is Tina. And I'm like tapping Jackie's arm. I'm like, there's Tina, there's Tina, there's Tina. And before we could even get there, Tina's like, Jackie, and like jumps up. So I'll go ahead and let Jackie take over from here.
Yeah, so I must have been zoned out, because it's so dark in there. I was just like, cool, we're following the waitress to our table. Like, I, you know, you and I, Leah, had drinks, so I hadn't like been fully inside. So I'm like looking around like, oh, this is really pretty. And then I just hear like, oh my God. And like, look to my left, and Tina's like, has her hands in the air and is like excited. And I'm like, oh my God.
Aw, she's so like, sweet.
So caught off guard. And I was like, I was not expecting to see them, just because I figured they might be super busy with the launch the next day. And it turns out they were having like a team dinner because they were all finally together. So yeah, Derek and I got to see the entire Jessica collection team, which was really exciting. It was a very nice surprise. And yeah, Tina was saying hello or whatever. And then Derek was kind of behind me. And she's like, oh, is this your fiance? I'm like, no, this is Derek. He's Jessica's biggest fan. And she was like, Derek? And she like jumped up and screamed and was like,
oh my God.
He was like, oh my God. And then I embarrassed him and made him show off his tattoo to the whole table.
Yes.
And I was so nervous. Like, I was like trying to stand on one leg to like lift up my pants and pull down my socks from my other leg. And like, she's like, this is Mrs. Vince Camuto. And this is this. I'm like trying to like stand still and like show my tattoo in front of all these like successful people.
Wow, that's amazing though that like first of all it's just amazing in general that she knows both of you, but like for her to jump up and say Jackie and then you're like, oh, this is Derek, and she's like, Derek, like you're a celebrity around there, you know.
She was like, you look so different. And I guess I do. The first two times that I met her, like I had dyed like bleach blonde hair and like no facial hair and was just like looked like a college stoner, which was kind of like my vibes while I was in school. And now like my hair is just its natural like dark red color. I have like a little bit of a mustache and I probably just look totally different. So I don't know, I was like to Jackie, I was like, do I look straight? Like, why'd she think I was your fiance? But yeah, Tina was just like, you look so different, you look mature.
Aww.
Mind you, Tina has messaged me before saying my fiance is really hot and I'm lucky. So
he is cute. I think you guys are so cute together. Like every time I see a picture of you guys, I get like a good energy read from you guys.
Aww.
Yeah, they're a good match.
I've never even met him, but it just, I don't know, you guys seem like a good, like you said, good match.
Yeah, he was nice.
Aww.
What's his name? His name is Joe, actually, which is really Joe. Funny. But so after that, I was like, okay, she keeps asking about you. So I think you need to come to the Nordstrom thing. So he got to go also, but just a little tidbit in there. But yeah, so Derek and I went around and said hi to everyone at the table. Coco, who's on the Jessica Simpson team, she actually used to be Ashley's personal assistant. That's how she met the family. Her dad had some affiliation with one of the Fall Boy Records at the time. Mm-hmm. So he kind of helped get her the job working for Ashley. And so I've known her not super well, but I've definitely met her at least 15 years ago, maybe. So it was really cool to like see her around.
Yeah. I love that they all work with the same people for like 20 years and they all mm-hmm. are very tight knit, you know?
Yeah. And so Coco is actually, when she saw me, she was like, of course I remember you. By the way, Ashley is performing with Demi Lovato next week. You should probably go. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? So Derek and I are having a heart attack.
Been dying. How do you hold it together?
I was just like, oh wow, when is that? And then I'm just like frantically like, oh my God, you know, so excited. And I was like, is it confirmed? Like, she's really said yes. She was like, I think so, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was just a shock to see them, like a shock to just be there mingling. Meanwhile, our hostess is waiting to take us to the table this whole time, and I'm
yeah, I felt so bad. Like, they were all trying to stand up and like see my tattoo and shake my hand and talk to me, and I'm like trying to talk to everybody and be nice, and like meanwhile like our poor hostess is like standing back waiting for us, and I'm like, okay, I feel so bad, but like I also like wish I could stay there and talk forever. So eventually like we do go to our table after I don't even know how long we've probably been going around this table talking to everybody.
And you guys took pictures with Tina and everything, right? Was that after?
That was after. Okay, so we weren't in, like, the same room as them. We were, like, in the room next to them. But there was, like, obviously it's a restaurant. It's open, so we can kind of see. And Jackie and I were like, okay, we need some courage drinks to, like, go back over there and, like, talk and get a picture. So we both had two drinks with our dinner. And the way I was sitting, I couldn't see, but Jackie could see. And I was like, make sure, you know, they're not leaving. But before that, Peggy actually joined them for dinner. She just landed from the East Coast and she came over and talked to us for a while and then went back over there. So when they were about to leave, like when they were done, it was like, we're about done. And I was waiting for my car to come back. And Jackie was like, they're leaving, they're leaving, they're leaving. And I like look over and they're like waving us over. So I'm like, come on, get up, let's go. And she's so worried about my car. And she's like, what about your car? And I'm like, I'll get it. Just come on. And so we go over there and then Tina is like hugging us and taking pictures and talking and showing us pictures on her phone of Bronx and just like going on and on. And then she was there with like some other people of the team and they're just like talking to us. And then Tina tells Jackie that they're going to a birthday party at this club. I forget the name of it. We were so tired and we didn't want to seem like stalkers, so we like decided not to go. And then Ashley ended up being at the club, but I don't know, I think it's probably a good thing that we didn't go. But I'm so glad that interaction happened, because it like helped me shake off the nerves for the next day, like already meeting all of these important people and like getting the hi hellos out of the way that would have happened the next day. It just helped me go in there and ease into the surroundings better. So I was like, it was just fate that, and we were running late to our restaurant reservation too. Like we were, cause Jackie was giving me a little Simpson tour around LA. So if we ended up like being on time, we might've missed that interaction. Like it was just such a positive high of the night. Like we were just on such a good high after that interaction leaving there, and I don't know, it was like set such a positive tone for the rest of the trip.
Oh my goodness, what a dream. Like I mean, it couldn't have worked out better.
It was honestly, it was so nice to see Tina and get to like spend time with her with Derek, and I'm like, I don't know, it was just the best, I guess, outcome we could have had, right?
And I love that she invited you to the birthday party too. Like, even though you didn't go, that's like, I mean, she must really trust you guys. And I do think like what you're saying, Derek, is true. Like you didn't want to seem like stalkers, and that probably was good. Like she knows you guys aren't desperate.
Yeah. That was one of the things that I said to her at the restaurant. Like when we first like met, I was like, I swear we're not stalking you.
Yeah. And you know what? Like I've been around a lot of people in the industry, and a lot of people aren't that nice. Like they really aren't. I mean, and it's not even that they're rude. It's just, they're very guarded, and it just wouldn't be like that in so many other scenarios. And it just sounds like they were all really warm and like welcoming to you guys.
Yeah. The vibes that you get from The Simpsons are like, you're spending time with an old friend and trying to catch up, and they're just, you're happy you're there, and they're just as happy that they're there with you. Warm and fuzzy.
Yeah, like they genuinely listen to what you have to say. You can kind of tell in their eyes that they're actively engaged, whereas like I feel like with other celebrities, they're not caring about what you're saying at all, you know. It's just another fan meeting them.
Yeah, totally.
I do also have to mention that Tina was wearing this leopard jumpsuit and she looked fucking amazing.
Oh my god, in all your pictures with her, I was like, wow, she really looks beautiful.
Yeah, she looks stunning.
Slaying, Tina, just slaying. So what were the Simpson locations on the Simpson tour?
Oh, it was like Ashley's apartment that she lives in on the Ashley Simpson show. What else did we do? Just like a bunch of stuff that they show on the Ashley Simpson show. She's like at practicing, and yeah, just like fun little things that are like actually pretty close to where I live that I thought Derek would enjoy.
Are you going to sell tickets and do this?
That's what I said. I was like, this is better than the TMZ tour. Like I don't want to see like people's houses I don't care about, but this is way more fun.
So the event was the next day, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what is that process like? Like, Derek, did you go like separately from Jackie or?
No, we went together, which I'm glad that we did, because she helped me a lot with like shot suggestions and like being my videographer and like encouraging me throughout the day and I remember one time when I was like, I need to go run and do a mirror check. And she was like, no, you look fine. Aww. And she's like, maybe your forehead just a little greasy. And I was like, okay, we'll go to the bathroom. But yeah, no, she was with me the whole time. And then Joe came and met with us later. But it was cool to go and not feel like I needed to go and meet Jessica and then leave, to not be like somebody hanging around, like being creepy. And it was just great to go before it was set up and talk to members of the team and, you know, just kind of get to know people who I follow on Instagram for so long. They just seem to genuinely like me and kind of know me from my posts. So it was just an awesome experience. And, you know, afterwards, Coco followed me and Tina followed me and then Jessica followed me, which, I mean, we'll get into that story a little bit later, but it just seemed like it went perfect. Like, it was just a perfect time in LA.
You manifested this. Like, it's so yeah. obvious. Because it's like, I just feel like, I mean, I know like all the spiritual people will be like, you're always manifesting everything in your life. You manifested it, blah, blah, blah. But there's like certain things that happen that the way they just unfold, it's just too magical. Like, there's no other way to say it except I manifested this.
I manifested like the perfect week too, like the Ashley and Demi duet was like all because I was there opening night of Demi's show. And like, I've tried looking up other Lala videos and I guess like there's not a lot of people who love Ashley who have gone to the tour. So
I feel like we need to get into this a little deeper. Okay. So Derek was there the opening night, was obviously the first person to know that Demi was covering Lala, and he took this awesome video and sent it to me, and I was like, holy shit, that's so cool that she performed an Ashley song. Like, she could do a cover of anything, right? And I was like, I feel like this is something that would kind of boost Ashley's confidence, knowing that, you know, like a major pop star right now is performing her stuff. And I was like, can I please send this to Evan, because I know he'll show Ashley, and I think like it would like really make her day. So I sent it to Evan, and I kid you not, in like 2 minutes he responded. And well, at first I just said like, hey, Demi Lovato covered Lala last night on tour. And he was like, do you have a video? And I was like, yes. So I sent him Derek's video, and he was like, oh my God, Ashley like is going to want to see this.
It's so like, it's just so much kismet happened. Like, just the fact that it was Demi Lovato and your freaking username is Derek Lovato, and you're also the biggest Jessica fan, and you were staying with Jackie, the biggest Ashley fan. Like, it's just, I can't deal with this. And I just love our like Simpson family world and friendship, and like, it's just so fun.
Yeah. So to me, I really feel like because Derek took that video and Ashley saw it, I really think that that was the very antithesis of the performance. Like, I'm not sure Ashley would have necessarily known. You know, I think once she saw the video and then maybe her Demi's team reached out, and having already seen the performance, she was like, you know, more open to joining.
Yeah, and I think I think visuals really, really, really matter to people. And the fact that it was such a clear video, it was front row, it looked almost like it was planned. And obviously you had no idea, you were just there because you love Demi. But I think if she had just like heard about it through the grapevine, or like, you know, someone from her team was just like, oh, I heard Demi Lovato covered your song, like, I don't think it would have had as much impact. Like, the fact that like you took that perfect video and then Jackie sent it directly to Evan, who was like talking to her because he knows her and he's familiar with her, like, he wouldn't have just responded to any fan, you know?
Right. And obviously she loved it because Ashley posted it herself on Instagram and credited me, and it got like more than 1 million views. And I'm so happy that the press of their surprise performance together is getting like such good feedback and lots of fans amped up, because I don't even know what it's at now, but the video of them together, which was posted less than 24 hours ago, already has like 3 million views. So like, it's such good press for Ashley. So I'm just really glad that she ended up doing this, because, you know, there's so many haters out there. The Simpsons don't always get a lot of good press. People just like to talk shit on the internet.
Yeah, and you were also contacted by Ashley's manager, right, who asked your permission to put the video up.
Yep.
It just, like, all worked out. Like, how could it have worked out better? Please tell me.
We all really need to thank Derek. I think he really,
Derek,
you know, lit the fire.
Oh, my God. You don't even know how much we appreciate all of your fan action that you have taken. I still can't believe the whole thing. Like, it's amazing. Yeah. So you're at the event. I assume you had to get there early, right?
I think we got there at about, it was supposed to start at like 2. I think we got there at like 1.
Something like that. There was enough time to have some liquid courage before.
Yeah. we went to that bar in the Grove and had a nice cocktail before we walked over there.
That's good. I would probably want to do that too, just to like take the edge off a little, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so then what time did the Roller Girls start dancing? Because that was before Jessica appeared, right?
I think that was at like 2 something.
So it was supposed to start at 2, but Jessica was actually doing that interview with Extra before. And I was like, oh, she's going to be late because they only factored in 30 minutes. It ended up taking an hour. So the event started like 30 minutes late. So
what? They only posted like 5 minutes.
So in those like 30 minutes, all the Roller Girls were just talking to Derek and hanging out with him. And Derek was like DJing, picking all the tracks.
Their playlist kept trying to go to Where You Are, and I was like, skip this.
Yeah, we don't need Nick.
It was funny.
So you didn't get to meet Jessica like ahead of time or anything, right? Like, when did you first see her?
Like, saw her or met her? Like, she came out for the Roller Girls were like skating around, just like entertaining the crowd, like not really an official choreographed performance. Like, they're kind of just doing like fun little things, like skating freestyle. And then Jessica came out and they did like a whole choreographed public affair performance, and that's when I first saw her. So that was the start of the event.
And she showed up and was standing on the side of the Roller Girls with the whole family, right?
Right.
That was so cute, the videos of her and Maxwell like singing along to the words.
Mm-hmm.
Were you like losing your mind?
No, I was trying to be so cool and calm and collected. Like, I didn't want to, you know, ruin my opportunity that was gifted to me. I just knew that I needed to capture the best content that I could for their Instagram and make a good impression on as many people as I could. So I wasn't trying to be like Jessica, like all up, like obsessed with Jessica. I was like, okay, like I need to like talk to other people and meet the people on her team and like actually do the job that they flew me out here to do. Like, you know what I mean? So I was trying not to like just be so focused on her, which was, you know, kept me in like a good calm attitude to talk to other people. And I was just so happy that, you know, just in a good mood and smiling, and my eyes were probably like twinkling and at everybody that I talked to, because I don't know, it just seemed like I had really good interactions. So no, I wasn't trying to be like super gagged, but of course when I did talk to Jessica, it was like, you know, when you're watching a TV show and they're like flatlining on the hospital bed and it's like the bright light is all they see and it's like, eh.
Yeah.
That's kind of like what it is talking to Jessica. Like, I'm trying to be in the moment, just talking to her like she's an old friend. But afterwards, Jackie was like, what'd you guys talk about? And I was like, honestly, like my brain was just like, and it was like I was driving, I don't even know, just like autopilot going. So that was the only time that I was like not fully in the moment. But yeah, throughout the day, I was just trying to do the best job that I could and get good fun content for their Instagram.
I love that you were able to keep it together and just freak out on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened next after the Roller Girls did their public affair dance?
So after that, Jessica and her family went inside, followed by a massive crowd, obviously. And she went and did like some press pictures in front of the displays. We kind of just walked over and went to like her little family section and we're saying hello to everyone again.
How was the event set up? Like, where are all the fans? And like, are you guys with the crew? Like, what was that set up like?
Yeah, so everyone that bought a pair of skates or a pair of shoes got a wristband. So they were all in a line in a queue. And then there was just security around and there was people just like stopping and watching to see what was going on. And then after promo picks, Jessica, like, they brought him to the table and Jessica sat down with Ace and Maxwell and started signing. And
then
her family was to the side and all, like, and team, and they were all, like, mingling and talking and, you know, just hanging out and watching.
I think it's so sweet that she had her kids sit there with her.
Yeah, that's one thing that Tina talked to me about. She said that they'll talk about this for weeks, like, during her open book tour. Like, they were just so proud of their mom and looked at Jessica like she was a superhero after all these people came and, like, told their stories about how she's helped them so much. So it was, like, really cute to watch them be so, like, interested in what fans were saying and, like, looking at their mom in awe and just taking it all in.
And so did you guys, like, meet Jessica after the fan line did or before?
It was closer to the end. I was, like, you know, going around doing my thing, working, and they call me over and they're like, okay, we want to get you in, you know, before it's over. I'm like, okay. So I get in there and again, like, my mind is kind of like, eh, but I go up, and some of the few things that I do remember is Jessica telling Maxwell that I was her biggest fan and that I made her a beautiful birthday project. And then she got into saying that she followed me on Instagram after the birthday project. And I told her, no, you didn't. And she said, yes, I did. And I said, no, you didn't. Trust me, I would know. And she said, oh, maybe I followed you from my Finsta. And I was like, oh, you have a Finsta? And she was like, yeah. And
I think that is, like, the cutest thing, by the way.
I know. Like, I don't have that many followers. Like, I have less than 800. So it's not that overwhelming to go through. But if anybody is a good Finsta detective and knows how to, like, find those, like, I wouldn't know where to start. I'm sure it's private anyways, but please go through my follower list and see if you can find her Finsta. But then she was like, I'm gonna follow you, I promise, from my main account. And she did right after the event, which was, like, I was still in shock when it happened. But then I looked at my fan account, Jessica Simpson Candid, and she had been following it, I guess, like, with all the comments and likes and stuff from the birthday project. Like, it just got lost. Like, you know, there's so many fan accounts that are, like, Jessica Simpson something. So the notification with the following just must have got lost. But I was like, oh my God, like, how long has she been following this account? And I didn't even realize it. But then I think that's when I asked if I could do a quick Q&A with her and handed Peggy my phone. And she started recording the thing that I posted on Instagram.
That was the greatest thing ever. Jessica basically announced via you that she has something really, really big coming. It should be any minute now that this is coming out. Do you want to tell everybody about that?
I mean, I don't have anything other than what's already been posted and what she said in the extra interview. So, like, I tried to, like, ask for additional details from other people and her team, and they were really tight-lipped, so I have no other intel. I'm just hoping that it's music and a tour like the rest of you.
Well, go watch it, everybody, but if you're driving or something right now and you can't pull it up, basically you ask Jessica what song she's most excited to perform from her catalog, and then you get really aggressive, which I, like, was living. You're like, because you are going on tour, like, you did not give her a chance to argue. Like, she was like, and her face is so funny, like, you can tell she's, like, loving it too. And she said that there was going to be an announcement in about a week that was going to make everybody really happy, basically, regarding that. So she actually didn't end up answering the question about what song she wants to perform, but we got something even better, which was a confirmation that something having to do with her music is coming out. And we're recording this September 30th. I'm going to try to get up ASAP because it's a bonus episode. So I'm not going to wait for, like, oh, it has to be on this day or that day. I'm just going to release it as soon as I finish it. So I don't know. It could be out by the time. I don't think they're going to announce it on a weekend, but maybe, I don't know. But it's been about a week since she told you that. And she said about a week. So,
yeah, I posted just that clip on TikTok and it has so many positive comments. Like, the demand is there for, you know, the Jessica revival tour. You know, the girls and the gays are definitely gonna show out. So hopefully it's, you know, it's a little tour. I'm not expecting like a huge amphitheater thing, but I'd actually be happier with a smaller, more intimate venue. Yes. That would be so cute, just having like a stripped down vocal based, no pop star trying to do like choreography and sing at the same time. Just she can sit on a stool with a mic and a simple band behind her, and that would just be so amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what we all really want from her, is just that authentic Jessica and her voice. And yeah, I mean, that would be, I want an Ashley and Jessica co-headlining tour so bad, where like Ashley can do what she did on stage with Demi and like go crazy, and like it would be such a contrast to have Jessica like, you know, singing her classics and doing like the more toned down like vocal bass, and then Ashley just like jumping around and oh my god.
So that's actually what I asked Jessica about when I talked to her.
Yes. Tell me about your interaction with her as well.
Yeah. So, I mean, I was just hanging out watching Derek go and interview fans and talk to Tina. And him and I at one point were talking to John, who is Tina's fiance and stuff. And so my fiance Joe and I, we were just hanging out, and we waited until like all the fans were done, and then we went over and said hi to Jessica as like the last people talking to her before she wrapped up. And you know, I just said hi and told her like how nice it was to see her again, and you know, just like kind of small talk. She was complimenting my orange eyeshadow. And then we started talking about makeup. She recommended a Pat McGrath eyeshadow palette that she just got, that she said has a lot of oranges and gold to it.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I thought that was really fun, you know.
Yeah, because she was treating you like a girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very nice. I don't think I'd ever met her kids before either. So that was super cool because, you know, like Bronx is definitely very shy, and in a million years I could never picture him sitting next to Ashley at a meet and greet like that.
Aww.
So definitely a different experience. So then I asked her, or well, I told her that I would love to see her tour again, and it would be amazing if her and Ashley would do something together. And she was like, oh my God, like, I love that idea. We've been throwing it around. And she was like, it would be so cool to do something together and to be able to just like take our kids with us and all of us travel on the road. And I was like, I would literally die. Please do. Please do that.
Like, the three of us need to get together like the witches from Hocus Pocus and manifest it.
And so then she was like, Ashley's actually here. And I was like, I don't think so. Tina said she wasn't coming after all. She was like, no, I really think that she's around. Like, she's shopping somewhere with the kids and stuff. And I was like, okay. Turns out she was right.
I love that, because I know you told me that Ashley was kind of incognito. So I love that Jessica just blew up her spot like that.
I think she knew, like, it meant something to me to tell me, like, oh, you know, she's here.
Yeah, she also probably knew that, like, Ashley wouldn't mind if you came up to her, whereas, like, obviously if there's a Jessica event, Ashley knows that, like, there's going to be a lot of people there that know who she is, so I'm sure that was more, like, the reason for the disguise, and Jessica probably knew that, like, you're cool with the family, you know? You passed the test.
I also think, like, you know, Ashley wasn't in full glam, and I think she was just trying to meet up with the gang at the end of it. So, yeah, I think that calls for why she was incognito.
Was there anything else? Anything else that happened with Jessica?
Yeah, and then I took a picture with her and Tina, which was cute. Super special.
Yes, and I love how you posted that picture, and you were like, "Oh, I had so much fun this weekend with my favorite Simpson." And I'm like, people probably think like that you might mean Jessica.
Tina is like, I love her. She's so much fun.
I love her too. I mean, I've never met her. I've only seen her from afar a few times, but just like on the show and everything, I've always loved her personality.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, my favorite picture is with Tina. Like, my favorite picture of all time isn't even with Jessica. It's with Tina, because I just look so happy, because I was, and it's such a cute picture.
Which one is that?
When you Google my name, the one that comes up with me and Tina. The Getty Images one.
Of course, of course. Oh, just Google me.
When we were having dinner, I was telling Derek, like, do you realize, like, this person birthed Jessica and Ashley, and, like, she just is sitting right there and, like, so, like, excited to see us. I was like, that is insane.
I think it's insane, too. Like, it's so amazing to think of, like, her and Joe married so young, had those kids so young, and, like, in the church and everything. Like, just a completely different life. Like, look what they did. You know, it's unbelievable. Okay, I just googled you, Derek. Now I know what picture you're talking about. I've seen it before, but yeah, it's so cute. So yeah, everybody go Google Derek. Check out the there's actually a lot. I love that Getty Images got your name for that, because sometimes they'll just put like "and fan" or,
yeah,
you know?
they didn't ask me, so like I guess they asked somebody in the team afterwards and they gave them my info, because he didn't ask me.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I did not know that them pictures were on Getty until somebody else was like, you're on Getty Images. And I was like, oh my God, like I didn't expect them pictures to like be out. I'm just happy that I have those photos, and I try not to be harsh on myself, because I had the worst food poisoning the night before, and I was like throwing up and I was so sick and I got no sleep, and I'm like, aww, let me not hate on how I look in these photos and just be happy that they exist.
No, you look really cute in them, Derek.
Oh, I think I look like I was up throwing up all night before.
No, but yellow looks good on you.
Yeah, I like yellow. Which I was just matching like her sneakers that she had just released. So that's why I don't love my outfit either. But, you know, I just look like a little college stoner frat boy.
Okay, so Derek, what happened after that with you? Like, were you like wrapping up with the team and everything?
Yeah, so when I, you know, I think I talked to Jessica for probably like 5 minutes, and then, you know, I had to get a picture, and I just wanted Maxwell and Ace in my picture so bad. So I was like, I would be honored if you guys joined us. And they, you know, Ace was probably a little bit more like into the conversation than Maxwell was, because I think Maxwell has been old enough for a while to kind of be engaged with what her mom's doing. But they were both like happy to oblige and come join the photo. And even though I'm like, ugh, like this isn't the best photo with the best lighting, I'm like, stop being so negative. Like, just be happy that what you wanted, you got. Like, I wanted a picture with Maxwell and he's so bad. But yeah, afterwards, I was, you know, capturing content and kind of, it was about to wrap up, and I had already like gone through the line and interviewed basically anybody that looked like they would want to be interviewed. And there was this one girl who had, I swear, she she was just like not grasping what I was saying to her. Like, I noticed the Jessica shoes she had on, and I asked if I could take a picture for the Instagram, and she was like, let's do it later or something. She just like was not getting in. I was like, okay, like that's fine. Not plan on like seeing her again. And I'm sitting on the couch next to Jackie. We're kind of winding down, and that's when Tina comes over, like runs over and plops down next to me. And she's like, hey, Derek, you're doing great. You know, just kind of like starting the conversation. And then we were sitting there talking for a while, and we were like getting really intimate and close and just like sharing stuff. And I was sharing how Jessica was such like a positive influence on my life, and that both of my parents were drug addicts who were like never home, and I just had a lot of time by myself, and Jessica is just the positive person that I kind of emulated to be, and who got me through like so many dark times. And we kind of talked about my experience in the military, and we were just like really getting in deep. And that's when that girl from the line comes over and just completely interrupts us for me to take her damn photo. And I'm like, oh, I'm here to work and actually, you know, be doing this. So I was like, let me, you know, stop this conversation and go take her picture. And she was like bent over, like doing all these sexy like bimbo poses, which is like not the vibe of their Instagram. So like I took her video and then just immediately deleted it But I was like, oh, this girl just came over and ruined like this deep conversation that I was having with Tina. Like, but I guess, you know, maybe everything happens for a reason. Maybe we would have ran out of stuff to talk about. And I'm glad that it ended when we were like deeply engaged with each other, because afterwards she followed me and messaged me saying that it was great talking to me and I did a good job and she was thankful that I was there. So that was great to build that relationship with her.
I bet that meant so much to her to hear that story from you too.
Yeah, you can tell that she even asked me, she was like, have you ever told Jessica this? And I was like, I don't want to be like a downer during our conversation and like bring this up. Maybe if I have, you know, more time with her one day. But yeah, you can definitely tell that she was taking it in and she really felt moved about what I shared with her.
Well, maybe now that you did share that with her, she'll tell Jessica like the next time, because I know this is going to happen again. I mean, let's be honest. I know you don't want to act like, oh, it's all guaranteed. I'll be back with the team. But I mean, if they had so much praise for you, I don't know why they wouldn't invite you back, especially if you're doing something in Chicago or whatever. I mean, it seems like kind of a no-brainer, but even if they didn't, you're definitely going to be, you know, going to whatever Jessica does and you're going to see them. And I'm sure, you know, I could totally see Tina being like, oh, you know, Derek, you have to, like, Jessica, listen to this. Like, Derek has to tell you this story, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I would be totally down. I didn't want to even, like, post anything about what was happening until the day of, because I didn't want to seem like too braggy or anything. So I didn't even post any status about them inviting me to LA to take over their Instagram until I was like on the way.
I think that was really wise. You know, you don't want to look, again, like, you don't want to look desperate.
Yeah, which they're like watching my stories and I was like, I feel like they think that I'm not excited about this opportunity because I haven't posted anything, but I just like I don't want to be too braggy, and of course I'm so excited about this opportunity, but at the same time I didn't want to like rub it in people's faces. I feel like,
to me, as someone that works in marketing and has followed Derek for a while and sees his posts, I have been telling him forever, like, they need to hire you. Like, you are so good at content. You are so good at showing the appeal of their pieces. I was like, you are literally selling stuff for them.
Yes.
It's like the perfect matchup. Like, that's what you want in someone that's running social, you know? Like, he makes people, I don't know, comfortable and like want to, you know, like, he could sell shit very easily. And mind you, at Nordstrom, he sold, I don't know how many pairs of shoes and roller skates. He was literally modeling the skates and skating around the store. And I was like following him, capturing the content for the Instagram. And he got this other woman that was there, who was a skater, to try on the skates. She didn't even know like what was going on for as far as the event. She bought the skates, stayed for the event, and they were both skating around the store together, like, coordinated. Aww. It was amazing.
Yeah, I saw those videos. You are a good roller skater.
I mean, I'm not no roller girl. I can just, I'm good at skating fast. Like, I can get pretty fast on roller skates, but I can't, like, spin around and stuff on them. I need to probably do more practice. If I lived in LA, I would be roller skating all the time because that's, like, a big thing there. But sometimes I get some weird looks when I'm like roller skating around the Midwest. Like, that's not something you see every day.
And also, Derek's personality is so infectious. He was having the best time at the event. At one point, like, Peggy, their social media manager, ran over and is like capturing content of Derek just because he's having like such a good time with the roller girls.
Aww. See, you were meant to do it.
It takes a lot of energy to be that extroverted. Mm-hmm. Like, afterwards, I had plans to go meet with my friend Casey and go out to dinner. But once I got back to Jackie's and sat down, like, after that day, like, that was it. I probably said, like, two more words to her. Like, but I was so tired just from being so extroverted. Like, it's, like, not easy to do that for hours and hours. And
yeah,
so
I'm the same way.
Yeah.
I have to recharge after I meet a ton of people and talk to a ton of people. I can't. I'm like, I need to be alone now.
Yes.
So what happened? Because you guys did end up running into Ashley and Evan. So can you guys talk about what happened there?
So before that, I did want to bring up John, Tina's fiance, who was there. Him and Tina used to be my neighbor, so we followed each other for a while, but I've never met him in person. And he saw Derek and I and was like, come here, come here. And he was like, can I take a selfie with you guys?
Aww.
It was so cute. While Derek was capturing content, I was talking to him for a while. And of course, I was like, okay, Tina is busy because this is a work thing. Ashley is not here right now. I can't ask Jessica. I'm going to try with him, right? So I was like, do you think Ashley will do anything with music? If not, do you think she will at least tour? And he was like, because he's a musician also, mind you, he was in a band with John Shanks, who, for people that don't know, John Shanks produced Autobiography and is amazing. Has made some of the biggest like pop hits of all time. But anyway, so he's telling me how he has known John. They were in a band together and he's an old friend of his, and I was freaking out. And then he started talking about Ashley as an artist and saying like she's written such like amazing things. And he was saying that he's even like inspired by the way that she writes music and writes lyrics and how she conveys things. And wow. He was like, you know, I never got to see her or Jessica. He's like, I've seen Jessica perform now, but he's like, I wasn't around in those days when they were on tour. And he was like, so it's just like, he's like, you know, I would like to see that also. And he was saying Ashley and Jessica get opportunities all the time of people trying to get them to do something music-wise, that they have gotten a million offers to go on tour together. Oh, and that at one point they had both agreed to tour together. And he didn't really say like what happened with that, or if it just, he was like, but the fact that they both said we'll do it, he's like, just makes me think that it's gonna happen one day. Oh, like please, they were both committing. Yeah. So I was just like, oh my God.
John came through with the tea.
Yes, he did. And he was just, he was so friendly, and he was saying like, he said Jessica has two albums like ready to go under her belt. I don't know if like it's outdated now and maybe she's not going to release it, but he's like, she's literally put together, like she has two albums worth of music.
Wow.
Yeah. It was just like, I was like, wow, this is a lot more than I thought I was gonna hear right now. That's when he like brought up the Demi thing. He was like, I'm going. Are you going? And I was like, if it's really happening, like, yes, I will go.
So, okay. Really quick, what he said about Jessica's albums. So today on my Patreon, I was talking about how it's interesting that in the extra interview, Jessica said that it's something, the announcement that she was talking to Derek about that we spoke of earlier, it's something that she's been manifesting since 2007. So, of course, I was like going back in my mind, I'm like, what was she doing? What was going on in 2007? And that was after she released A Public Affair, but before she released Do You Know? So I was wondering maybe if like, if she means like it's a return to pop music, because she hasn't released any pop music since 2006, her album A Public Affair. So I don't know. Do you guys have any theories or ideas about it?
To me, I feel like that would mean finally she gets to release a pop album on her own terms.
Mm-hmm.
Like she has complete control over the type of music and what she wants to write about and how it's going to be put out. And like, just like her brand, like now her music, she can completely own and decide and have creative control. That's how it comes off to me.
What do you think, Derek?
I honestly like don't even know what to predict. I think that it definitely has something to do with the Amazon projects, and that maybe she will release that second Amazon essay about getting back into the entertainment business and what fears she had and how she overcame them. And I think we'll get like a release date for the Amazon shows and a release date for an album and maybe like a small tour announcement of when tickets will go on sale. I don't think that we're going to get like new music in a week, but I think we're going to get like a huge announcement with official set release dates.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I'm so excited.
I feel like just working in music, it has to be like, it has to be either an announcement of a first single or the actual first single. And then they're going to like tease other things up and coming. A lot of times people will do a single and announce a tour and then say like, oh, 5 days later or whatever, like they'll release the like on sale times and the tour dates and stuff. But to me, it sounds like everything is coming. Like there's a big plan. I don't know how fast it's gonna all be sprinkled in there, but like she has everything ready to go is what it sounds like.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So if anyone hasn't heard other episodes with Jackie, you work for Universal Music. So if anyone should know, it's you.
I do. Okay. Yeah. So I work for Interscope Geffen Records. Geffen is Ashley's former record label. It's where she released all three of her albums. Definitely why I picked that label to work for. So I could talk about her every day, even though everyone is like, okay.
They're like,
Jackie is obsessed. But yeah, I just, you know, being in that building that she drove into on the Ashley Simpson show where she went and said, like, you know, signed her fucking contract in the building I work in and rode the same elevator and I don't know, all those little things, what I think about every day.
No, I mean, it really is the coolest thing ever that that's what you ended up doing. I mean, like, it's just crazy how, both of you, like, how different your lives would be if not for Jessica and Ashley.
Oh, yeah. Like, every day I want to pitch, like, because, you know, we own her music. So I want to be like, can we re-release I Am Me on vinyl? Like, that's something my team actually does. Mm-hmm. And when I see Ashley, I want to, like, I don't want to go into straight business mode. I'm like, we could actually make shit happen. Like, yeah, you know, that is my dream.
Oh my gosh. No, you should. You should be like, look, I don't have a lot of time. So here's the deal. Here's what I want to release, you know, this and then this and then this, and we can do this. And I work for them now. And like, oh my gosh. Yeah.
If the way that stuff that is like resurgent and 2000s is so big right now, which we saw with the fan reaction to Ashley performing with Demi, like if we did like a capsule collection of merch along with like a re-release of I Am Me, like with the vinyl, a hoodie with maybe the album cover, anything, right? Like, it would be amazing.
Yeah, and everyone keeps saying, like I keep seeing different people that are not like going off of each other, like people independently saying like, oh my gosh, she has to do something for the autobiography anniversary, which is in 2024.
Mm-hmm. It's just like she needs a push because to me, like knowing her character, it's not something that she's gonna go out and push for. Mm-hmm. I think she's just a little more shy about her music and like, oh, like maybe no one wants that.
Kind of. Ugh, Ashley.
Everyone wants it.
Literally everybody who has any taste wants it. Okay. So tell me about when you guys ran into Ashley and Evan. Where was that?
We were leaving Nordstrom and they were coming in. And
there's only one way in and one way out. Just okay. Putting that out there.
Well, I didn't even notice her because she had on a huge baseball hat and huge sunglasses. And she was like trying to hide behind her phone and her hair and her stroller. So, but Jackie was like, there's Ashley. And I was just like, I could tell that she like didn't want to be fucked with. So I was like, I'm not even going to approach her. Like she clearly does not want to talk. So I just went over to Evan and was like, we ate at your restaurant last night. Can I take a selfie with you real fast? I send to my girlfriends. Like they're going to be jealous. They think so hot, which they do. Like they're like, if you see Evan, tell him I said, hey. So I just, you know, gave him a hug and took a quick picture with him. And Ashley gave Jackie a hug. I think I wasn't even like looking at Ashley, but I think I saw them like out the corner of my eye, like hug. And that was kind of it. You could tell like they're on a mission to like go upstairs and didn't really want to be messed with. And they had their kids with them. And yeah.
So exciting.
Which I also got to talk to Eric too, like earlier and take a picture with him, which I was happy about. And he knew my name. Like, I didn't. He was like, called me from across the room, like, hey, Derek.
Aw. You had taken a picture with him in the past, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he also took a picture of you and Jessica together, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a Polaroid on his camera.
So what did you talk to him about? What is he like?
So I said, we need a redo. We need a new picture because my only picture with you, my ex is in, and I have to crop him out. And he was like, oh no. And then Peggy was like, oh no, he's been with his new guy for more than 3 years now. And Erica was like, oh, okay, good.
I love that she knows your personal life.
So we were just kind of like joking about that. And you could tell that he was just trying to like kind of stay behind the scenes too. So I think he just called me and wanted to say hi. So I didn't stay too long talking to him. And then he took a picture of Peggy and I. So it was kind of like the three of us kind of chit-chatting, small talk for a minute before I left him alone.
Oh, that's so nice. I feel like you got to have moments with everybody, you know?
Really, yeah.
So, okay. Is there anything else that we need to cover from the Jessica event? Anything we didn't go over? Anything you guys want to add before we move on to Ashley's event?
Jackie, you can talk about how Ashley messaged you about how she wished she could have spent more time with you when she was trying to run into Nordstrom.
I guess we should add in that, like, because they were in such a hurry and they were with their kids and they were trying to catch up. You know, it seemed like they were running late to, you know, they were at the very end of the event. Mm-hmm. That is like the shortest amount of time I've ever seen Ashley. Normally she will stop and talk forever. And it was like a quick, like 30 seconds, maybe, like, oh, hey, like hug. She was holding her cell phone and then was like, we ought to go, like, we're trying to find my family. And then it was over.
Yeah.
So I think I was just like, I felt like I went through a tornado, like was not expecting to see her. And then it was like, wait, what just happened? And then it was like, oh, like, fuck, I didn't get to say anything. And like, I wanted to introduce her to my fiance who was with me.
That was the first time you had seen her since
in like, 2 years. And yeah. I think I was just like, what just happened?
Yeah. And if you guys go to Jackie's Instagram, like you can see there's videos and stuff of Ashley and Jackie talking, and like Ashley talks to you like you guys are best friends. It's not like it's an awkward like, oh, can I, you know, get an autograph or like, it's very normal, you know.
Oh yeah, you guys, I call her my wife. Like, I'm like, yeah, oh, that's my wife. I love her. Like, my siblings will ask me, like, if I was falling off a cliff, and so it was Ashley, who would you save? And I'm like, why would you ask me?
Yeah, let's not like, talk they, about it.
I know. I'm like, do not put me in that situation. She is my number one. But yeah, so after that, like, Derek and I made our way back to the restaurant where we had drinks and had a little dinner and more drinks to like decompress and just process the entire day. That was completely insane and Simpson packed.
I would have just like, once they were all gone, I think I would have just started like crying.
Well, we were eating outside and three people on her team came by and stopped and, you know, thanked us for coming and talked to us for a while. And like, it was like, I went to like, you know, just grab Peggy's hand and like say goodbye, but she held my hand for like the whole conversation. We were just sitting there talking for a minute before, you know, they ended up, well, all the Simpsons actually ate at the restaurant across from us. Like, I looked up from my table and Maxwell and Ace and all them, I saw them walking into the restaurant and we're like, oh, we chose the wrong restaurant. But we were like, let's not go over there. It like seemed like stalkers. Like, we've hung out with them all day. We don't need to like bombard them at dinner afterwards too.
Yeah, that was good. I feel like you guys have good boundaries.
Oh yeah, because you want them to want you to come back, right? You don't want them to be like, whoa, they don't even know boundaries.
I'm the same way with Hanson. Like, I mean, I go to a lot of shows now, but when I was like a teenager, like my friends and I would literally like just drive from show to show. Like, and we used to avoid them because we didn't want them to think that we were you know, crazy, which we were, you know, so we didn't want them to like be weirded out by us. So I totally get that vibe where you're like, you're almost like, oh no, it's them again.
Oh yeah. Like with Tina saying they were going to Evans Club, Warwick, which is where she was like, oh, we're going to a friend's birthday at Warwick after this. And I was like, oh, that sounds like fun. And I was like, we are not going to Warwick because one, she told us because she trusts us. She knows we're cool. And two, like, it would be weird to be like, we're coming, you know, like, and push that. And I knew Ashley would most likely be there. So I was like, no, no, no. Like, let them have their fun.
Yeah. Like, you gave them space.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So you bought tickets to...
So at the, during the event, since we were mingling with all their friends, Lauren is Ashley's best friend. You might remember on the Ashley Simpson show, like there's a scene where Ashley and a friend from Texas is visiting and they're, or maybe Ashley's in Texas, whatever. They like push the couch in their hotel room up like to the window and they're facing, like looking out of the window. Like they completely rearrange the hotel room or whatever.
Yeah.
I think Lauren is also at one of the ballet lessons that they go to where they're like making like
Oh, when they're being really annoying.
Yeah. That's Lauren. So okay. I know her pretty well from being Ashley's friend and also I mean, she's always at everything. And then she's on Jessica's team. So she's like the one that has been around the longest. And she's super, super sweet. When I ran into her, she was like, oh, my God, like, you must be in the middle of wedding planning. And I was like, oh, my God.
Aww.
Like, she remembers that. That's crazy. But she was like, I'm pretty sure Ashley is performing with Demi. I'm not sure if she's completely confirmed, but message me and I will, like, let you know when it's safe to, like, buy a ticket if it's, like, 100% a thing. And I was like, okay, let
me
know.
So nice of her.
I know, right? Because I was like, okay, if I'm going to go, I'm going to get a very good view, like one of the best tickets. And if Ashley does not show up, I will be like, fuck.
Yeah, because that's expensive.
Yeah. So it was definitely nice looking out. And yeah, so the day before the show, she messaged me and was like, hey, Ashley's confirmed. She's gonna do it. And she was like, buy your ticket and I'm going also. So like, I'll see you there. And so then like, it really sunk in like Ashley's, I'm not gonna see Ashley at a club or a opening or a clothing line or whatever. It was like, I'm gonna see Ashley on stage, which is like such a rarity being an Ashley fan.
I mean, when you, first of all, thank you for even like sending me the tea because I was freaking out with you and you guys were at the Hideaway and you told me that. I was like, oh my God. Like, it was one of the hardest secrets to keep because obviously, like, I host this podcast and I was like, oh my God, I know so many people would lose their minds right now if I announced this, but I'm like, we can't betray the trust of the Jessica Simpson team, you know?
Yeah. That, and I think like they just wanted, I know they wanted it to be a surprise and for, you know, to get like a genuine reaction from the crowd. So
yeah,
it was really special to see everyone's reaction because obviously I was screaming the loudest, but everyone was right there screaming with me. Like it was so, I was crying. I was like, this is emotional.
Yeah, it's aww, such a huge moment.
I just felt like, you know, my little baby was on stage again. Like I'm like watching her shine, you know.
Let's talk about the performance because we were talking a little bit about it before we started and this was not just a, all right, I'll go do it and, you know, whatever, it'll be fun. This was, Ashley put her whole vagina into this performance.
Yes.
Like, she...
And she, you could tell she did her research because she was matching the vibe of the set. Like, she had, her makeup was kind of inspired by Demi's, yes, makeup looked throughout the tour and kind of the outfit that she wore was definitely the tone and vibe that Demi is putting out for this tour. So you could tell like she did her research and she was prepped and they, you know, they were even telling us that she has been practicing singing in the shower like all week for this. Like she was, yeah.
Aww.
So she was definitely doing her best and the video that Evan posted on his story was so cute, of her like waiting backstage and like jumping and like amping herself up to like run out there. And yeah, it was just so awesome. Like, you could, she just bam, like brought the energy and was so happy to be there and jumping around. And of course I love both of them. Like, I'm going to go see Demi again next week, and I've seen her, this will be like my 11th Demi concert. Like, Demi has been like the void filler, you know. She kind of came out the same time that Jessica's last album came out. So while I've been absent in my heart with new Jessica music, like, I don't stand Demi's like personal life, and I don't you know, follow her fashion or anything like that like I do Jessica, but I love her music and her concerts. So just like so amazing to see this posted like on Instagram and kind of go viral, and they both did such a good job, and you can tell they're both so happy to be doing it together. So it's just amazing, like, to see two of your faves like collab like that. It's such a dream come true.
Oh my gosh, I know. I wonder how many times they rehearsed it, because they really seemed like in sync, and like they always performed together, it felt like, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I would be totally down if they would do an actual like new song collab in the future. I feel like their voices, they both have like that natural kind of like rock voice.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, Ashley sounded, for a song that is really hard to sing and doesn't flatter anyone's voice, really. I mean, I don't know whose voice it would flatter, except for maybe like Steven Tyler or something like that. I thought that Ashley did a really, really good job with the vocals.
Oh, she sounded like the album. It was it was like insane.
Yes. And this is something I talk about in my autobiography series, which we're in the middle of right now. Like, I find it so devastating that she's known for that SNL performance, because most of her performances are like that. Like, she sounds so much like the album, not too much where she's lip syncing. You know that she's singing live, but it's so close to the album. Like, she's really good at singing live, actually. And it's just so ironic because she's known for the opposite. So I hope this like reminds people of that.
It's just so sad that people, I don't even know, like, just to blindly hate on an artist, or, you know, people think they're so funny and feel like they need to voice their negativity. Like, if I don't like a celebrity, like, I just don't really pay them much attention. Like, I honestly thought like I was a hater, because like, I'll hate on like Selena Gomez, like, in conversation with my friends if she's brought up. But like, I'm not like actively seeking her videos on the internet to comment on her, or like, if she comes across my feed, like, I just, you know, don't comment on it. But it's so weird that people like go out of the way and think they're like internet comedians. I like to think that it's better than it was at the time, but now people, just everyone thinks they have a platform and thinks people care what they say. Like, the media was so cruel to Ashley back then. People just, I saw Jackie like respond to somebody like saying, you know, some lip sync quip. She was like, fuck off. But, you know, unfortunately, Demi goes through the same thing. Like, anytime a Demi thing is posted, people are always like, oh, hair on head, her spoon is what's hotter than a spoon at Demi Lovato's house. And just like, ugh, people are just the worst.
I have a really like intense thing when people are cruel with addicts. Like, I just find that, because I have drug addiction in my family, you know, and I just know that it's not a choice, and it's not something that I would ever, even if I hated somebody, if I hated them from the depths of my soul, I still would not call them a junkie or something like that. It's so wrong. And like, clearly, I mean, Demi right now, it seems like she's doing great, but even if she literally was, like what if she really was back in the hotel room, like, smoking crack? Like, you think you're funny? Like, that's not funny.
Yeah. Ugh. But, you know, it's just from people that haven't even like clicked on the actual video and watched it. They just think they're funny making these little comments. So it would be good to like see a revival of, you know, media
painting this picture of how she was wronged and they're making up for it, and her get a lot of positive press and people genuinely listening to her and watching her videos and making up for the past hell that she went through. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah. And it is,
you think Britney went through hell? Like, no, y'all need to start the Ashley Simpson like forgiveness train.
Well, the thing is, at least Britney was celebrated as an entertainer. Like, you know, yes, she had her VMAs moment where then they started attacking her the way that they attacked Ashley. But before then, she had years upon years of people, you know, worshiping her and her being the blueprint, and other people telling Jessica and Christina and all of them, like, you have to be like her, you know. At least she had years of that. Like, Ashley had a couple months of that, yeah. If that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Britney was really, like, put on a pedestal and, like, celebrated and celebrated and celebrated, and the performances and the outfits and the snake and the dancing. And Ashley didn't get that. She got, like, a very quick moment in the sun, and then it just faded so fast because of one stupid thing. And it's the craziest part is that – and I talk about this on my new episode that's coming out. Like, there's footage. There's proof of her at Saturday Night Live crying and grabbing her throat, and people still are like, fuck her?
People really? Don't care. They just want to follow the negative bait headlines and enforce their opinion around what they think is so funny. And – you know, America is so misogynistic. Like, we just love tearing down, like, young women. It's just insane. But that just goes into it. Like, we're just so misogynistic of a country that it's just, like, these people just enjoy tearing women down. It's just so, like, go outside. Like, I don't know. Like, yeah, you need
a dog.
Yeah, something. Like,
experience love, you know?
Yes.
Meet someone, go have sex, like, please do something. Yes. Like, I can't. It's just,
and if you can't get it naturally, hire a sex worker, like, you know what I mean, like, something. Jesus,
just let off that steam, you know, there's professionals that can help you. Well, on that note, is there anything else that you guys would like to add about this whole amazing week in the life of the Simpson sisters and us?
After the performance, or, well, first of all, before, I see Evan, Lauren, Jagger, and Stephanie, the blonde Stephanie, because there are two friends. Mm-hmm. Stephanie. Mm-hmm. They all walked in together. So I was like, okay, the show is about to start. It was like 8:50 something. And then I, like, quickly waved hi to Lauren, and she said hi. And then I had better seats than them, so I was pretty excited.
I love that.
You know, I get free tickets to shows, like, for work, but they're what people consider, like, good seats. I, like, need to be living and breathing the same air as the artist, you know? Like, that's, to me, that's the best seat. Other people, like, you know, the VIP boxes or whatever. That's
no, I don't like that. I need to be right in the front.
Yeah.
It's so weird to me that, like, the expensive suites at these restaurants are, like, boxes, glass boxes far up. Like, why would you want to be there? Like,
I know. I've totally, like, I posted a picture of Hailey Bieber at Harry Styles, and she was far away from the stage, and I was like, I get that she's famous, and but she can afford to, like, get a pit ticket or have it probably gifted to her, and then have, like, two bodyguards on either side of her. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I would do if I had the best of everything and millions of dollars. I wouldn't be able to settle for, you know, freaking section B or whatever, you know? So, okay, Jackie, continue.
Yeah, so that was nice. Like, she knew I was there. So I'm sure she told Ashley after, you know, the performance. And then I made sure to take a video that was, since I knew when it was coming, and I looked at the set list from the second, you know, before it started to the very end. So the full moment is captured from me forever, which makes me very happy. And then I quickly, like, posted the video right away and tagged Ashley and Evan. And then Evan, like, watched it and was nice enough to post it to his story. And so I was like, oh, like, that's so cool. Like, for sure, Ashley knows I came and supported her, mm-hmm. even though, like, Saturday was a little weird or whatever. And then I was driving home from the concert, and I get a notification of a message that Ashley posted to her story, which she has never done. Our relationship is more like an in-person one. Like, she'll like things from time to time. But so I was like, oh shit, okay, she watched my story. Then as I'm like getting closer to home, I get a message like in my DMs from Ashley, and I like nearly crashed my car. I was like, what is happening right now?
Oh my god, I would have had to pull over too.
Yeah, so I was like, luckily had just made it home. I pulled over like, you know, to a curb parking spot, didn't even make it to my parking spot because I was like, wait a minute, I need to see what she said. So yeah. She was just like, you know, said hello and said like she was bummed that she didn't get to spend more time with me on Saturday when I saw her. And she said, love you forever, which is something that I write on every post when I post anything about her. And I've never heard her say. So I was just like, oh shit, like she acknowledges that basically all of my posts. Wow. It's saying love you forever is like a special thing that I always say like when I post anything with Ashley. So that was pretty special to me. And then I was just like, oh shit, like what do I say? I open the message and I see that she's active now and in the chat. And I was like, oh my God.
Exit, exit, exit.
Yes. So I was there for like 5 minutes, like, oh shit, she knows I looked at this. I could not think of what to respond because there's a million things I wanted to say, but I didn't want to like, I really thought it through.
Right. You don't want to seem like.
Yeah. So I just said like.
Not cool.
I just said like, I love you too. And I'm so proud of you. And I was so happy to see you on stage again. Like it was everything.
And she retweeted your video too.
Yeah. So in a matter, I kid you not, of 5 minutes, she watched my story, posted it to her story, retweeted my video, and messaged me in 5 minutes. I was literally on the, like when I got inside my apartment, was just like, aww. I can't move. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to respond right now. And I can't even repost that she posted my video because she'll get the notification and I haven't responded to her message. So I was just sitting there like, this is insane.
You're like staring at your pictures of her. Like Jackie has two framed pictures with Ashley in her living room. You're just like staring at them in awe. Like,
yeah. So I wrote that little message to her and then she said, I had the best time and I miss you. Aww.
She is so sweet. Like who says that right to their fans? That doesn't really happen.
Yeah. It literally like I say, the Simpsons treat you like family. Like when I see them, I almost feel like they love me the same amount, if not more, because they're just like so overflowing with love.
Oh my gosh. That is so nice to hear. And what a crazy story. That was, oh my gosh, that was amazing. Thank you guys so much for coming on and telling me the whole thing from beginning to end. I just couldn't be more happier for you guys. And there's no two people who deserve all of this more than you guys.
Thank you. And if y'all missed it and you want to watch what I did, go to the Jessica Simpson Style Instagram and they have the highlight from a day as like a permanent highlight on their page called Nordstrom. So you can watch, relive our story that we just told by going to their Instagram and clicking on that highlight.
Yes. And is there anything else you guys want people to get out and follow? I think you guys already mentioned your Instagrams, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's at the top of the episode. And make sure you guys all stay tuned to all of our Instagrams and stuff because we're going to be, whatever happens with Ashley and Jessica, we're either going to be there or covering it. Or if I'm not there, but Derek's there, I'll get the story from him and everything. So
make wait, sure you- wow. We literally have the whole country covered. Like,
East honestly,
Coast, Central West. I love it.
It's perfect. Like, no matter what she does in the U.S., like, one of us is going to be there.
And we all have guest rooms, so we can just, like, crash with each other, too.
Yes, I do have a guest room. You might be surrounded by princess gowns, but It's fun. So thank you guys so much for listening. I will be back with my regular episode. That's just a bonus episode, so you're getting two this week. And thank you guys again. I appreciate all of you, and I especially appreciate you guys, Jackie and Derek, and I'm so happy that we all met because of Jessica and Ashley. It's like really a special thing. So thank you guys. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Ashley and Jessica cast. I'm your host, Leah Russo. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Capria Moon. That's at CapriaMoon. And follow the podcast at Ashley and Jessicast on Instagram and at Ashley Jessicast on Twitter. Please let me know your thoughts on the show. I would absolutely love to hear. AshleyandJessicast@gmail.com. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. See you next time.